All right, No Jumper, the coolest podcast in the world. And today, I'm in here with Unknown T. How you feeling, bro?
I'm good, thank you, bro. What are you saying?
I'm excited to have you on here. Honestly, like, I've been checking out so many UK rappers, and I got to say that Leave the Trap is probably one of my favorite songs, the most stuck in my head.
Thank you.
Since I started doing that.
Appreciate it, bro.
You've been friends with AJ for a while, or how did that song come about?
Yeah, big up AJ. He's been showing me love from when I first came in the game, you feel me? And like, yeah, we just grew a natural bond. And from there, I showed him the track. He was feeling it. Uh-huh. And he dumped on it as well. And it was just a classic.
Yeah, man. That's crazy. Okay, so tell me a little bit about yourself, exactly where you're coming from. You were just telling me off camera that you never left London?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah, I'm from Hummer, bro.
We're working on it, though.
Yeah,
we got to get you out stateside.
Obviously, it's the beginning of my journey, you feel me?
Yeah.
I've gone a couple places. I'd be for Japan.
You went to Japan?
Yeah, I went to Japan recently.
Oh, okay. So you've been out and about.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so how long you been rapping for?
Been rapping for, like, let's say 2 years before I jumped in the game.
Okay.
And it's just officially been a year now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were just rapping on the block or whatever?
Yeah, I was rapping on the block. All my bedrooms are telling me, like, yeah, they're feeling this. You should go on the mic, like, get me. Don't waste your talent, etc. So.
Because somebody must have noticed at some point that you have a very distinctive voice.
Yeah. A lot of people were talking about that, my voice.
It's very silky and deep and smooth.
I love, bro. But, you know, that's what they want to hear, you feel me?
Yeah, definitely. So your friends were kind of like hyping you up to rap. They believed in you.
Encouraging me to rap.
Before you believed in yourself, they sort of saw the vision?
Yeah, they saw the vision.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was it like growing up, though? What was your neighborhood like? Tell me what kind of influences you had back then.
Yeah, I love my neighborhood, you know. Like, we all had our ups and downs, you feel me? But it's a family up back there. But yeah, man. Back then... I'll be on my bedrooms in a room, brick phone, playing bangers, like, you get me, like, obviously we'd go studio, record rough versions, you know, the ones there, we just flexing with your guys.
Right.
Yeah, smoke a couple blunts, you know what I'm trying to say.
But you guys are on the blunts out here, or is it a spliff thing out here?
Nah, it's a spliff thing out here, but obviously sometimes you have the backwoods.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you guys actually go out of your way, because out here you can't just go to the store and buy some backwoods. You got to fucking, there's like a guy who'll come around and sell you backwoods.
Nah, there's a couple stores. Still.
Oh, there is. Okay.
Yeah, there's a couple stores. We call it shops, but.
Shops, yeah. We call it that too.
Stores.
Yeah, right. That's crazy. But, okay, so, yeah, when you first like started getting into the game, what was the game plan? Like, how did you think that your career was going to unfold, or was there like a first song that really set things off?
Yeah, obviously me and my two managers, like, we had a blueprint plan before.
So they were there from the beginning.
Yeah,
you had people in place that believed in you from the beginning.
Yeah, big them man up. But yeah, like, from there we had a plan for the year. Set a couple targets. And I'll be real, like, man, underestimated myself, Kardash.
Really?
The shit we done in a year, like, it's crazy. Like, it just shows the sky ain't the limit. I'm trying to say, the sky is the limit.
Yeah. Damn, that's crazy, though. I think that's smart, honestly, when you're, like, thinking about how you want your career to go, that you don't want to necessarily try to go too big too fast, but you've been a little bit amazed by the level that you've managed to reach so far.
Yeah, for real, yeah. I'm amazed, bro.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah, because I'm very curious. You got a lot of, like, crazy lyrics, a lot of wild slang that I just need to check in on. What's a neek?
What's a neek?
A neek.
A neek is a nerd, like. It's a gem, like.
Right, because the nine don't talk or chat, them boys debate with the YouTube neeks.
Yeah.
There you go.
Guys that just keyboard warriors.
Yeah, because that's one thing I notice in the comments on a lot of these UK rap videos the jokes in the chat.
You know what I'm trying to say?
They're pretty funny, though, sometimes. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, them are hilarious, still.
It's just something about the nature of the English to just, like, joke on somebody and cut them down to size.
Nah, for real. They love it, though.
Yeah, that's how I see it. Have you ever been upset looking at a YouTube comment, or does it ever get under your skin like that?
Nah, man's always been a class clown, lad.
Oh, okay.
It's nothing, lad. Tape banner.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, so you didn't have to, like, sort of develop a thick skin when it comes to that kind of thing? Were you already?
Yeah, I already had thick skin. I'll be real, a lot of artists that are in the game, you gotta have thick skin to be in the game.
Uh-huh.
There's always gonna be those haters here and there just throwing hate, like.
Yeah, definitely. What were your parents like?
Calm, still, obviously, just mommy, innit?
Yeah,
she's good.
Oh, it's just mom, okay.
Yeah.
So how did they feel when they heard that you were going to go after this rap thing?
Obviously, my mom would always support my music, but like, she was surprised, you feel me? Like, she didn't expect it to blow like to that level. So like,
right.
At first, it was just like in my hood, in my area, it was buzzing. People knew I could rap. But then from there, when she's hearing people in her workplace talking about man and that, like, it's actually going international. Adults are hearing about me. Children are hearing about me.
Right.
It's crazy.
All of a sudden, she probably had people asking her about it. She's got to help explain it to people.
Man, like, it's crazy.
Yeah. But when has she ever been upset or interested in any of your lyrical content? You ever have any lyrics on a song that she was a little bit concerned about?
Man, it's bringing money back home, man. Like, don't really know. It's calm.
Right.
Yeah, she's calm. Like,
she knows the game.
She knows the game.
Do you ever you get harassed by the cops about your lyrics or about anything regarding your...
Bro, like, I'll be real, I do still.
You do? So what's that like?
It's not fair. They do it all the time and stereotype me as a person.
So what, they'll just like kind of pull up on you when you're on the street or whatever?
Yeah,
and then
like
they
sometimes they'll come pull up, lock off my show.
Really?
Can't go into my show.
And do they think that you're like encouraging violence or gang shit or something like that?
They stereotype and think that we're encouraging, but really we're painting a picture of the reality. You get me?
Right.
It's an emotional outlet, and at the same time, it's a form of like expressing yourself. You know what I'm trying to say? Instead of doing the mad thing, they don't understand.
Yeah, but do you think that the youth are influenced by rap lyrics? Like, when you look at your youth, were you listening to certain rap songs and, like, getting inspired to maybe do things that are against the law?
Of course, like, the youth of today are encouraged by the music of artists. But what we got to understand is what I've tried to do is give a versatile sound. It's not just drill that I've shown them.
Mm.
I've showed them a different style. Example, one of my songs called Medusa. That one's all party flower vibes, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, and I've also done other tunes that represent different emotions. So like, it's not really, I feel like personally, it's like a book.
Mm.
And you got to read the chapters of the artist instead of us picturing them as this psychopath that's trying to kill everyone. Like, you get me? Like, it's not fair. Like, got to give artists a chance to express themselves. Same way how normal people get to express themselves, we're the voice of the streets.
Mm.
And that's what they got to understand.
Yeah, and I mean, clearly, once you've made it into the position where you have some significant number of people listening to you,
yeah,
that's the last thing you want to do is to be wrapped up in that. Very true.
It's true.
Damn, so, okay, when you say drill, was that like the thing that kind of got you into the game, was being attracted to that sort of style?
That's the genre.
Yeah.
It's called drill, yeah.
See, that to me, when we think about that, we think about Chicago and stuff. It feels like that term has sort of taken on its own life out here.
Yeah. It was definitely influenced from out in Chicago.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you say drill, what are you referring to specifically?
When I say drill, I'm referring to violent music.
Right.
I'm referring to violent music.
Mm-hmm. Just sort of...
Because of course the lyrics are explicit and represents and paints the pictures of the reality.
Right.
Yeah.
When you do you still use the term grime?
I do use the term grime, but not for myself.
Right.
Yeah.
Has that kind of gone by the wayside? I feel like drill sort of replaced grime as a describer for like underground street music. Like,
honestly, I don't think any genre replaces others.
Right.
You know what I'm trying to say? It's just like personalities.
But I feel like a lot of people at a certain point started calling a lot of UK music grime that maybe didn't fit the typical format that early on was kind of being used to describe that.
Mm.
And then it feels like, you know, like with the drill thing, like, do you feel like people sort of use that term real loosely to just sort of describe anything underground
or violent? As of today, people don't understand music. They just use that term for anything.
Yeah. So what's it been like for like your neighborhood or the people that you grew up around to see what's happening to you, and how much support do you feel you get out here?
Bro, like, I love my neighborhood so much. They give me all the support in the world. Like, everyone from day one's had me because we've been through ups and downs. Like, you get me? Like, as a family, like, so when they see me excelling, like, and actually doing things that no one would think, like, would be possible, like, it's a good feeling. And all the encouragement, like, all the things that I'm doing encourages the people around me. So it's just positive energy, you feel me?
Yeah. And it's crazy the power of music, too, because it's like...
The power of music, yeah.
You know, like, the songs... like just the sasan that you make in your room can influence people that barely even speak your language. Yeah, you could influence little kids, grown ass men. Like the power of like a popular song is able to do so much and make so many inroads in terms of like influencing people. And I guess you've been seeing that big time, huh?
No, for real, bro.
What was it like playing wireless?
Yeah, that was a night to remember. Shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I remember coming on stage, everyone screaming. Tunes just going off, mosh pits everywhere.
Right.
Splashing water, bro. Like, you know how it gets. You know how it gets.
Yeah. Is it still kind of almost shocking to you that the people support you that tough? That it's really like that much support for your shit, bro, being that you're so new?
I can't believe my eyes sometimes, bro. Like, there's so many people, like, I could never imagine, like, and it's been in a year as well, do you get me? It's a blessing.
Yeah.
It's a blessing.
Definitely. So, at this point, oh, yeah, you know, one thing I wanted to ask you about before I forget is, yeah, how do you feel about this unknown P guy that I noticed on YouTube, who kind of seems to have borrowed part of your name?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to find him still. The main thing, I'm trying to buck him still.
Really?
Yeah.
So you felt disrespected by that?
Nah, it's because it's all bands, but
oh, okay.
I'm still trying to buck him though.
Who the fuck is that guy? Do you have any clue?
No, fuck knows.
So weird, right? But that's, hey, you gotta have tough skin coming in this game, I guess.
Said, you get what I'm trying to say, bro. It's all banter.
It's all banter. Okay. See, I was actually wondering if people still said banter out here because I hadn't actually heard anybody say it the whole time I've been here.
No, we do.
Yeah, yeah. No, I've known about it. I always read people say it online, but I felt like I hadn't really heard anybody say it until just now. So I'm glad that I wasn't totally wrong on that. What was this thing where Drake brought you out? How did that happen?
Nah, bro, like, that day was a blessing, you know. Like, big up Tiffany Calvert as well, man. She was the DJ on that night for Drake.
Okay.
Yeah, brought me out.
She helped line it up.
Yeah, she helped line it up. And yeah, like, man even saw Drake as well. Like, he's a respectful man, saluted me, said hello to my team. You feel me? Big him up as well. Like, gave us a chance to represent for the UK.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Where was that? What city was that in?
Oh, London, O2.
Oh, that was in London.
O2 Arena.
Okay. Hell yeah. So yeah, that must have been pretty shocking. What's like the game plan for your career at this point in terms of just where you're trying to take things and what you think you need to do in order to keep growing your shit?
See, right now I'm happy how I've built foundation in my name, so the next step's to elevate and show the versatility to my audience and give them more content. That's my plan anyway.
Yeah.
As I said to you, as an artist, I'm seeing it as chapters. I want my audience to understand each chapter of my book. You feel me?
Mm.
So now's the time where I'm going to just explore my sound and adapt on the vibe I give to my audience.
Do you think you're capable of a lot more than what you've given them so far?
Yeah. I feel like I'm 3 times more capable.
Right. Because, I mean, there's got to be a trajectory or, like, a path to your evolution. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want to necessarily hit them over the head with everything that you think you're capable of right away,
exactly.
Huh?
Exactly, one step at a time.
Interesting. Did you grow up listening to much American rap that make its way into your earlobes as a kid?
Oh, yeah, I do. I actually research on a lot of American rappers. Right now, I'm feeling No Cap, Polo G. I listen to the Chilled Vibes as well after the party. LA, yeah, a couple people here, like.
Nice.
Lacking a new sound of today, though.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Do you consider, like, do you think, that's one thing I noticed when I listen to UK rap, is it feels like the fans tend to gravitate towards things that are different stylistically, that, like, you know, people who actually take risks and go in different directions sound-wise, which sometimes it feels like that's a bigger emphasis out here than it is in America. You don't know if you agree with that?
I don't know, like.
It might be because it's just new to my ears. Or different to my ears.
You know, it's gonna give you time to adapt.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you ever find yourself getting bored with the status quo in terms of stuff out here?
Sometimes, of course, things sound a bit cliche and the same, but there's also, like, some different talents out there, do you feel me? But we gotta show you that. Yeah, we'll show you that.
Yeah. When you first came out, how did you really start to get noticed in the first place, though? Was there any particular...
You know what? Social media was the main recipe to my success.
Really?
Because, like, when I started, cool. When I started, there was a few videos I just dropped on like Twitter, Insta. Like people would just retweet likes, like, rah, like this guy's hard, you feel me? The word was spreading through social media. So from there, people were clocking like I can rap, and people in my area were encouraging and spreading the word as well. So like, yeah, like me and my managers hit up Kenny, boom, just feeling the mad about bars. And from there, we just made it happen. Started with a freestyle.
Mm.
And then from there, elevated. People felt that freestyle. And it's like, what I also forget as well is last year, I actually done every single freestyle platform in the space of a year. Do you get me? So I shut down BBC One Extra.
I watched it with Charlie. He seemed pretty astounded. Brought it back and made you redo the whole thing.
Yeah, big up Charlie. He don't really do that as well.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, man, it's all a blessing, really. It's all come quickly, and I'm just taking my chances as I go.
Yeah, I love that emphasis out here that it seems like people really give a fuck about rhyming. Like, it's not, you're not likely to make it very far in this game unless you're actually good on the microphone, whereas sometimes it seems really like that gets lost.
You got to focus on your rap.
Yeah.
No cap.
Facts. So what's your recording process like at this point? Do you go in the studio all the time, or are you writing stuff for a long period beforehand? Or?
So the way I do my writing, I have to be in my own environment. You get me chilled vibes, and then from there, naturally, it will just come.
Okay.
And from once I have all my lyrics ready, hit the booth, just lay it down. But I'm very, very like structured with the way I do it.
What do you mean by that?
So I'll start off with the main vocals, do my stabs, do my ad libs, break it down properly so I know exactly what goes where. And like, yeah, like if I feel like it's not 100% as well, I ain't using that take.
Mm.
I need to make sure I'm 110%, you feel me?
Do you make a lot of songs that you don't put out?
Yeah, I've got a lot of songs I don't put out. If I feel like this ain't good enough, or my two managers as well feel like it's not good enough, if we all three of us don't feel like this is the one, I'm going to put it to the side until we all feel it and other people around and feel it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
In terms of just like you want to stick to that quality stuff. Have you been working on like a full project or anything?
Yeah, I've been working, bro.
You got like a specific title in mind or anything?
Don't know soon.
It's just like a slowly evolving process.
Slowly evolving.
Nice. Okay. So who do you fuck with from the American scene? I know that the American fans watching this probably want to know that. Who stands out to you as somebody that you feel like you would vibe well with on a song or in the studio?
Fuck with Gunna Heavy, Lil Baby. Fuck with Megan Stallion, she's hard. Trippy Red. I'm feeling the new ones as well, like Polo G, Cowboy, Lil Popper. I like the chill vibes as well, like, as I said, After the Party, 24 Hours, Jacoy, LA. Like, you see over here, we've been preying the music vibes
right
up in America, like. I rate all the artists there, man. There's a lot of artists I rate, like Kalani as well, Jhené Aiko, Cardi B, females, males. I rate a lot of artists there.
That's good. You're showing love to the female rappers. Yeah. I was walking around Wireless, and I was asking all the girls in particular. I was like, yo, who are you here to see? Every single one of them said Cardi B. They love her.
She's hard.
She is hard. Okay, so what's the game plan for you right now? What do you feel like you need to do to take your career to the next level?
What do I need to do? Quantity now. Yeah, I feel like I've definitely focused on my quality and given them the perfect pieces to my puzzle, but now it's time for quantity. That man's got to give them the versatility and show them, man, can keep coming, I ain't going nowhere.
Right.
Get me.
Yeah, sometimes that's one thing I notice out here too, is that it feels like in America, if you don't pop off right away, then a lot of people just write you off as finished. Whereas there's a lot of guys I've been looking at on YouTube over the past couple of days that it's like you just see like a real evolution and grind where dudes will have to keep going for 5-6 years to really get where they're going. Like somebody will be blowing up right now that had a couple of songs doing well 5 years ago. And sometimes that seems like a rarity where I'm coming from. But out here, it's just like, it seems like the audience, they want to see you grind for a long period of time.
Audience are very loyal.
Yeah.
They want to see you grind. They want to see your journey as well.
Definitely. You think you're going to make it to the States anytime soon?
God's grace, I do.
Got it. You don't got any legal issues to keep you from traveling or anything?
No.
They never caught you running around dirty?
No.
Thank God.
Clean, bro.
That's good. I'm surprised they're still bothering you then. I feel like in the States, it's like the cops will start harassing you once they feel like they have a real good reason to harass you. But I guess out here, it's more just like if you're a rapper in general.
I mean, man, that's how it is, bro, man. Just got to deal with it and think positive. What can I do?
Definitely. Anybody you want to thank? Anything we should look out for in terms of what you got coming out in the future?
Right now, I've got my track, Leave That Trap Out. AJ Tracy, you lot keep spinning that one. And all my old other tracks, Homer and B, Me, Medusa. Like, you lot check out my thing. And also, I've got something coming real soon. Can't say right now, but the earthquake's coming.
Really? Something you're really excited about?
Yeah. Just wait me July.
Mid-July. Okay.
Just wait me.
Nice. So very soon. That's like a week from now.
Yeah, just wait me.
Okay. I'm ready, man. All right. Unknown T, coming through. No Jumper.
Pleasure meeting
Appreciate you, man. It's dope meeting you.
Dope meeting you, my guy.
Thank you so much. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes.